Unit 6, Part 1. Sandy is talking to her friend Jason about her trip to the zoo. You now have 40 seconds to study questions 1 to 8. Now listen to the conversation. The conversation will be played 2 times. The conversation will begin now.
Hi, Sandy. How were your holidays?
Hi, Jason. My holidays were great. I went to Thailand with my family.
That's nice. Did you go to the zoo there?
Yes, we did. We saw many different animals in the zoo. I saw monkeys, hippos, tigers and elephants. But then something scary happened.
Oh, what happened?
After we saw the hippos, we went to the snake area. There we heard someone screaming. A big snake escaped from its cage.
Wow, that's scary. Did you see the snake?
No, we didn't know where it was. Some zookeepers came over and asked us to stay calm. They guided us to the restaurant because the snake couldn't get in. Luckily, there weren't many visitors that day. The restaurant wasn't very crowded. We stayed there for 2 hours.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 1 and 2.
Were you and the other people frightened?
Yes, a little bit. One of the zookeepers, Miss Grace Adams, said sorry to us politely.
I see. How long was the snake?
Miss Adams said it was 4 meters long.
4 meters? Is it very long?
Yes, it is. A desk is less than 1 meter long.
You now have 20 seconds to answer questions 3 to 5.
Wow, the snake was really long. How heavy was it?
Miss Adams said it's 27 kilograms. I'm 26 kilograms. How heavy are you?
I'm 24 kilograms. The snake is heavier than me. Did the zookeepers catch the snake later?
You now have 8 seconds to answer question 6.
Yes, they did after 2 hours. They found it in the grass near a lake in the zoo.
What did the snake do there?
I heard from Miss Adams that the snake took a rest and enjoyed the sunshine there. The zookeepers took it back to the cage carefully.
Oh, poor snake. Was its cage small?
No, it was quite big with trees, a small cave and a waterfall. Finally, before we left the zoo, we went to the snake area again. We saw a zookeeper feeding some meat to the snake.
The snake must be hungry after the escape. I think the zookeepers have to be more careful next time.
Yes, I agree.
You now have 15 seconds to answer questions 7 and 8. Listen to the conversation again and check your answers. The conversation will begin now.
Hi, Sandy. How were your holidays?
Hi, Jason. My holidays were great. I went to Thailand with my family.
That's nice. Did you go to the zoo there?
Yes, we did. We saw many different animals in the zoo. I saw monkeys, hippos, tigers and elephants. But then something scary happened.
Oh, what happened?
After we saw the hippos, we went to the snake area. There we heard someone screaming. A big snake escaped from its cage.
Wow, that's scary. Did you see the snake?
No, we didn't know where it was. Some zookeepers came over and asked us to stay calm. They guided us to the restaurant because the snake couldn't get in. Luckily, there weren't many visitors that day. The restaurant wasn't very crowded. We stayed there for 2 hours.
Were you and the other people frightened?
Yes, a little bit. One of the zookeepers, Miss Grace Adams, said sorry to us politely.
I see. How long was the snake?
Miss Adams said it was 4 meters long.
4 meters? Is it very long?
Yes, it is. A desk is less than 1 meter long.
Wow, the snake was really long. How heavy was it?
Miss Adams said it's 27 kilograms. I'm 26 kilograms. How heavy are you?
I'm 24 kilograms. The snake is heavier than me. Did the zookeepers catch the snake later?
Yes, they did after 2 hours. They found it in the grass near a lake in the zoo.
What did the snake do there?
I heard from Miss Adams that the snake took a rest and enjoyed the sunshine there. The zookeepers took it back to the cage carefully.
Oh, poor snake. Was its cage small?
No, it was quite big with trees, a small cave and a waterfall. Finally, before we left the zoo, we went to the snake area again. We saw a zookeeper feeding some meat to the snake.
The snake must be hungry after the escape. I think the zookeepers have to be more careful next time.
Yes, I agree.
This is the end of Unit 6, Part 1.